For the past 36 years, April 22nd has been observed as Earth Day in the United States, an event that went global in 1990, and this year has a new additional overlay, hundreds of marches for science across America and around the world.
I think there's a relationship between having a healthy planet and a safer world and science. If you value clean air and water, if you value sustainable food system, if you value understanding Earth's systems, such as the climate, then you really do need to take science very seriously.
That's Adrienne Allvord, the Western States Director for the Union of Concerned Scientists. She'll be one of the keynote speakers at the pre-march rally at noon Saturday in downtown Santa Rosa's Juilliard Park. Allvord recognizes that some aspects of contemporary scientific inquiry are controversial, something that's been true since even before Galileo. But she says that science itself, even today, is not political.
Sometimes people mistake it for a partisan issue. We have misunderstanding about science in all sides of the political spectrum, and we also have strong support for science. The March for Science is expressly a nonpartisan event, and we invite everyone from every spectrum of belief to come out and support science. It's a core value for us.
Daniel Soto, a professor of environmental studies at Sonoma State, will be another of the half dozen speakers at the event. He's concerned by the growing number of people who, he says, seem to view science as an a la carte menu from which they can choose what does or does not clash with their personal beliefs, and who get angry when scientific findings challenge those beliefs.
Let's say that science delivers bad news for you and the people that think like you. There's a tendency to then say, well, this scientific evidence, because it doesn't agree with our deeply held beliefs, must be false. And so there's this denigration of both the evidence and the scientist. That is one of the more dangerous developments that is leaping to the fore for us right now in our politics.
But science, Soto points out, is about facts, independently verified by multiple sources and evidence. And the basic framework of the scientific method, adds Adrienne Allvord, is inherently democratic.
One of the things that's not often talked about is how the values of science really are the values of democracy. When you talk about transparency, free and open expression, innovation, discovery, these are all scientific values that are also core to our democracy. And if we don't have transparency, if we don't have free and open expression, if we don't encourage innovation and discovery, it's bad for our country. It's also bad for science.
The marches are also open to all ages, but for some of our youngest citizens, there will be a special version earlier in the day Saturday. Rebecca Hatchmeyer of Together We Stand Indivisible Petaluma explains this event is called Walk a Mile for Science.
This event's a little bit different because we are celebrating the importance of science in our community, but particularly the importance of science to our early learners and the important fact that early learners are scientists naturally. Their little brains are hardwired to experiment and learn through play.
These are among the 40-plus pro-science events scheduled on Earth Day just in California. Worldwide, organizers report there will be at least 571 marches just about everywhere but Antarctica. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.